From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka police probing the deaths of two people found during a welfare check on the 3200 block of D Street. Officers found a woman now identified as 39-year-old Estrella Muir, dead of multiple stab wounds. Also found a man hanging in a closet who had died of asphyxia. He's been identified as 42-year-old Matthew Muir. A 7-month-old child who was okay was on a bed in the residence. Police piecing together the events leading up to the two people's deaths. The victim of a Social Security phone scam will be getting his money back thanks to a sheriff's deputy's quick actions. Early this morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center got a call from a Eureka man who had just been scammed. According to the victim, he was contacted by someone claiming to be with the Social Security Administration and was instructed to send $13,000 in cash to resolve an alleged investigation. The scammers directed the victim to wrap the cash in clothing, then overnight the package through FedEx to an address in New Jersey. The victim sent the package, but then became suspicious, contacting law enforcement. A sheriff's deputy contacted FedEx, who located the package at their shipping facility in New Jersey. The deputy was able to stop the package from being delivered and reroute it back to the victim. Law enforcement in New Jersey now investigating the case. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reminding the public that law enforcement and other government agencies will never call you for bail money or any other type of payment in relation to an investigation. Police charged with murdering his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend by stabbing him in the heart. And this week, an Orrick father was arraigned. 30-year-old Ronald Larrero Jr. is charged with murder and child endangerment as his three young sons were in the backseat of the car in which Larrero allegedly stabbed Vernon Weatherford to death. He already has two strikes on his record under California's three strikes and you're outlaw. He was convicted of assault with a firearm in 2007 and assault with a deadly weapon in 2015. 48% containment now for the ranch fire, the larger of the two blazes making up the Mendocino Complex fire. It has reached 255,000 acres. The river fire is considered 84% contained and is at just under 49,000 acres. 119 residences and 110 other structures have been destroyed. Officials say another 9,200 structures are threatened. The northern side of the ranch fire had moderate fire activity overnight. Fire crews continued to improve conditions around the Pine Mountain Project with firing operations. Throughout the day, crews are continuing to patrol the southwest boundaries of the ranch fire and support dozer lines in the north. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.